Good morning. When I arrived in Hawaii 49 years ago, all of my contemporaries at the time were working on roses, carnations, chrysanthemums. There may be a few of you out there who remember the old Princess Anne chrysanthemums, which was the standard potted plant chrysanthemum. I came here because there was a great amount of opportunity in a variety of floricultural crops. Cut flowers, lay flowers. And so I'm going to run through a set of slides. Hopefully this works with the advancement. I would point out that our flowers are used extensively in our floral parades. We have one actually coming up on Oahu at the end of the month. If you happen to be over there, 29th of September, we'll have the Aloha Festivals parade. Lay flowers are another important group of our floricultural crops. When Dr. Jonathan Dienick will be speaking in just a half hour or so on horticulture in the Micronesian Islands, so I encourage you to go see him. But we have a great variety of real flowers, not like the kind that you're wearing, that are, again, part of our floricultural system. My excitement in coming here was to work with the tropical flowers, the gingers, the heliconias, proteas. I was told, however, when I got here that we had five people working on the orchids, so I should find something else to work on. Similarly, we had too many people working on anthurium, so I should find something else to work on. So it wasn't until those senior faculty retired that I actually got to play a little bit with some of those floricultural crops. Later in the sessions, I'll have a poster on tropical flowers in design work, but they make a very great impression. You don't need a lot of them in most cases to make a design that's worth quite a bit at a flower shop. The tropicals provided a lot of research opportunity. The anthuriums, initially when I got here, all the emphasis was on the cut flower types. Now we have quite a bit of interest in the potted ones. Orchids have always been an interest since the breeding work was begun back in the 1950s in the Dendrobium group. I've had great fun working with the gingers, such as the globas and the curcumas. And then down in the lower left corner, you may not recognize this plant. It looks a little bit like an azalea, but it's a double form of the bougainvillea. And on the lower right-hand corner is the basquita. It's a woody euphorbia. Looks very much like some of the ground cover euphorbiaceae that have been introduced in the bedding plant trade. This is Euphorbia leucocephala. Makes a very handsome potted plant, and it's fragrant. And I'm waiting for some molecular person to develop a pink form that we can use at Easter. Our floricultural plant breeders have a lot of different crops to choose from. Dr. Tessia Mori from our department will be talking about her work with dendrobiums, which was preceded both by work by Dr. Haruyuki Kamamoto, Dr. Adelheid Kunle. They also have worked on the anthuriums, and there have been a lot of private anthurium breeders developing new types of anthuriums as well. Our research station on Kula, Maui, has done a lot of work with the Proteaceae. Dr. Ken Lenhart, who will be speaking here later, has done work in breeding new forms of leucospermum for cut flowers. He's also worked with the ginger, such as in the upper right corner. We've had private breeders doing work as well at the Lion Arboretum, and even private growers. The bottom row, the stephanotis. One of Dr. Lenhart's developments is a tetraploid stephanotis that is much thicker, larger, and heavier, and a stronger flower for lay flower production. We also have a great history of breeding hibiscus, and a plant breeder on the north shore of Oahu is doing hibiscus. Another of our private growers has been breeding the globas, and we had hedychium breeding going on at the Lion Arboretum. Finally, the tropical foliages, we would count as a bit of our Hawaii floriculture trade. And These get used all over the place, and you'll see them all throughout this hotel. You'll see them in shopping centers, banks, and of course, some of these you may only see as houseplants in your own environments, and they're used outdoors here. So this hotel has a pretty good assortment of plants. I've walked the grounds. I know most of the plants, so if you catch up with me and you want to know one of them, I'll be happy to help. And finally, our colorful ornamentals. We have a lot of plant material that can be colorful in the landscape, ranging all the way through early spring. We have the silk floss flower blooming in December, January. And then we come to the middle flower there, that's Colvillea, which is in bloom right now. Actually, a whole variety of different kinds of plant materials that contribute to colorful Hawaii. Thank you.